leading the news this morning. A new CSIRO report warns average temperatures will rise by up to 6 degrees Celsius by the turn of the century because of increasing air pollution. It says greenhouse gas emissions rose by 3% last year and almost as much as that again this year. And 80% of that increase comes directly from China. State and territory leaders are calling for much more details before signing up to the federal government's plan to cut power bills. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says her reform package will save consumers up to $250 a year. She's hoping to reach an agreement with the states and territories later this week. The search continues for a 9-year-old boy who was taken by a crocodile in the Northern Territory. The boy was attacked while swimming near Port Bradshaw in Arnhem Land on Saturday. His family tried to spear the crocodile, but it dragged the boy into deeper water. Rescuers are still trying to reach several people trapped in a collapsed road tunnel in Japan. At least five people have been killed in the disaster, 80 kilometres from Tokyo. And Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has returned home to cheering crowds after his successful bid for an upgraded United Nations status. On Friday, the UN General Assembly voted to give the Palestinians recognition as a non-member observer state. Mr. Abbas said he hopes the historic vote will help restart peace talks with Israel.